There's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Yep. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, the player show live from the Fin here at the Fillmore, formerly Mad Rex. Everybody, how are you guys doing today? Alongside our producer, Slash, Michael Diaz, Hollis Tank Thomas. Joining us soon will be Dave Spadaro, running a little bit late, coming back from the office now that they're back at the NovaCare Complex. TJ Edwards as well will be joining us at the top of the hour, everybody. Can't wait to see him. Defensive player of the week for the Eagles. Even if he didn't get named that, he is, without question.
I mean, Josh Sweat had two sacks. I saw that in the notes. Hey, TJ Edwards had a great game.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Defensive player of the week.
That's what we're going with right now. Absolutely. But, sorry, guys, we're getting a little settled in right now. Still, make sure you check us out on the iHeartRadio app. If you're not listening there, download that. You can get all of our programming. Green Legion Radio, get Tanked Happy Hour, airing Thursday this week, I believe. Yeah. Ice to Shorts Winter Sports coming back every other week now.
Next week, Sack is taking a vacation in the middle of football season with his boys down to Disney. So that's good, but we'll be back next week.
And, of course, the pregame show as well, everybody. It's a busy time of year for us. Back from Detroit, that was quite the interesting experience. I was talking to Captain Demps, my ride or die partner guy I sit next to for years.
You sure you want to say that with Rex listening?
With that face he made in the photo? My God, that was hysterical. But I've always said to Captain, I'm like, can't we just get a game where, you know, we don't have to worry about, there's no stress.
Right.
And we finally had one of those games. There was no stress from the second that ball was kicked off until, you know, we didn't even stay. It was the only thing I heard was that meaningless kick that cost me my under.
Oh, man.
By the way, suck it, Diaz.
You made it into the game.
No, we stayed a long time.
Really?
Hollis went.
Well, Hollis was in the game.
Yeah, it was actually a fun time until at halftime they honored Chris Billman, yeah, the linebacker, and Barry Sanders is one of the keynote speakers. And we had somebody with him that waited until the entire crowd got quiet. It was like, Barry Sanders rocks! I was like, oh, God. So you know it echoed everywhere. It's like your kid sitting up. He was standing like two seats, standing on the seat. Barry Sanders rocks! Like real loud. And then somebody else, one of us had to be another person's parent because Rexy was standing behind him yelling like his schoolgirl. And I've never seen somebody he took Rex down with one hand. Pull Rex down with one hand. You know Rex is about 260. Yeah. And you know he's small. Quimby's a small guy. So he took Rex.
Since when?
Well, you're a small guy. To be taking
to
Rex
take
down.
Take the damn compliment.
To take Rex down with one hand, you're a small guy. And it was funny. So we had a great time there, though.
Wow. grand reviews out of Detroit.
Actually, it's not as bad as you would think. And thank you to Bullseye,
yep,
Catering, and Checker Bar.
Yeah.
Checker Bar was great. Our boy Ben out there. Those guys were fantastic. Nice big vintage arcade.
Tell them about the arcade.
Yeah, it was 50, awesome.
Well, the good news is we're going to Detroit next year, too.
Are we?
Yeah.
Detroit and Chicago. I knew Chicago. But all right, everybody, make sure you get signed up for the Denver tailgate. We only have 100 spots left. Go to greenlegion.com for that. Jets trip is closed up. I may have a spot or two if you need to add somebody or if you're friends of ours. Other than that, no. Join us in D.C. for the day on January 2nd.
2 months from today.
2 months from today. We still have about 20 spots left on that. We're only going to take one bus down. It's not a big game for us this year. But everybody, Green Legion Radio is brought to you by Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, Dave Bavuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Crab du Jour, and The Fin, again, where we are currently. Bucks County Baseball Company, MCS Residential, and MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, contact them at 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656, or email Quimby at quimby@greenlegion.com. You can check them out on the web as well at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. And, of course, Twin Spires. Everybody make sure you sign up for the Twin Spires Casino and Sports app using code LEGION10. Deposit $10, bet $10, get $250 to do with as you please the following day. Everybody, it's tank time.
Welcome to Green Legion Radio again. It's November the 2nd, 2021. It's the 306th day of the year. There's only 59 of these puppies remaining. We're going to start back in 1898 when the very first cheerleading was an inception of cheerleading. It was
four times cheerleading. That's awesome.
Yes, cheerleading.
Go champ.
Cheerleading at the University of Minnesota's football game in 1898. Then we go to 1959 when Charles Van Doren, he came out and said the quiz show was fixed. It was a big scandal back then about a guy who was continually winning on the quiz show, and he finally missed an answer that was pretty much a cakewalk. We go to 1972. Well, this is for our Phillies. This is Steve Carlton.
Every week we got a Steve Carlton fact, it seems, lately.
Well, Steve Carlton, this is the one that made me love him to death, was he won 27 games. We only won 57 games that year. He won 27 of them. And he won his first Cy Young as a Philly. His next Cy Young was actually in 1977 with 23 wins. So he was an ace, a true ace. Then we go to 1983 when Thriller was released. I know everybody remembers the video Thriller. And in 1991, Jermaine Jackson came out released an album called We're Not Bad. It was an anti-Michael Jackson song against his brother.
So, imagine if that was your family. Gosh.
I know. So then I have a couple of birthdays here. Stephanie Powers, Heart to Heart, 1942. Also 1942, Ron Reed was a Philly and a Detroit Piston.
Whoa. Oh.
He was a Philly's forward. 1954, we have Pat Croce. 1974, Nelly. Yeah, what is this? In 1966, your friend and mine, Cookie Monster. What's Cookie Monster's first name?
Cookie?
I don't know. What's Cookie Monster's first name?
Oh,
really? You guys don't know? Cookie Monster's first name is Sid.
Sid.
Yes.
Sid?
Sid.
Sid Monster?
Yes. And and Captain. What's Captain Crunch's first name?
Sir.
Horatio. Horatio Magellan Crunch is his name.
We're playing this for tag time from here on out.
And today's story is about playing against Ryan Leaf when he called me fat boy. It was the year before Andy Reid got here. So we're playing against him in San Diego. And so he said, shut up, fat boy, and during one of the skirmishes. And so in him saying
that's
this.
Smart.
Yeah, in him saying this, I proceeded to get what should have been, I got about three quarterback hits and 2.5 sacks that game, and proceeded, but we ended up losing the game. But he fueled the fire by saying, shut up, fat boy.
We now know why Ryan Leaf flamed out of the NFL. talking smack to Hollis Thomas.
Well, when he said, actually, the funny part about that was a game or two after that, that's when he had the giant meltdown. So we played that. Speaking of the Chargers.
That's what karma gets you.
Yes, it does get you that. But speaking of the Chargers, that's our next game. But I won't get too far ahead of myself.
Yeah, and you're stepping on Kaja over here. It's getting dangerously close.
Be careful. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
How are you? Okay. Thanks for squeezing us in this week.
Glad to be here. Hey, we made a trade.
Yeah.
Come on.
You had to sit there and write something that nobody reads?
Rookie.
I did, and I also spoke about it, so up yours, pal. Up yours.
I thought we're supposed to be collecting picks, not sending picks out.
If you like, he's a rookie this year. Come on, I mean.
Where was he drafted? What round was he?
Seventh round pick, 236 overall, Denver, 5'10", 185, fast guy, hasn't played this year. Ooh. And they keep acquiring defensive backs, which I'm fine with. Give me some good cornerbacks.
Wait. So you're telling me he was a seventh round
draft pick. And they traded for a six.
He hasn't played at all.
Correct.
And we gave a six.
Correct.
He was good enough to be on the
team.
I don't
like it already, Dave.
Okay. What you have to realize, too, is he was good enough already, to stay on the stick on their team. Yeah.
Yes.
And so it's when you
seventh round pick.
And when you're playing in those meaningless preseason games, they're really not meaningless because everybody looks at them, and you're playing for the entire NFL.
That's right. And so you see him.
What's going on?
Well, I'm going to agree with him on running the football too, but that's. Really you watch preseason games. That's what your scouts are for, right? That's how
Correct.
You win jobs.
Yeah, that's how people win jobs all the time. Because so when a coach tells you go out there and play your hardest, you do go play your hardest because they might not need you, but somebody else will pick you up off the waiver wire.
Yeah, we'll hear that from TJ about how hard it is to win a job in the NFL.
Absolutely. All right. Well, elephant in the room, and it's a nice segue.
I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
Oh no, not the Bitch Simmons segue.
No. I know it's. We're going to talk about 46
running the ball. The Eagles ran the ball 46 carries for 236 total yards. Hurts 7 carries for 71 yards. Boston Scott 12 carries for 60 yards and 2 TDs. Jordan Howard, hold the phone. Let me say that name again. Jordan Howard. Okay, wait.
Ran over guys.
Jordan
he ran over
Howard.
Guys.
Yeah. Jordan Howard, 12 carries for 57 yards and 2 TDs. Kenny Gainwell, 13 for 27. First question I want to ask is to Dave. Because I'm wondering, you know, you have Cardinal knowledge and whether or not you can speak of it or not.
Most of the time, yeah.
Spin City.
What? My question is, why... Other than the injury, the nagging injury that people talking to me on Facebook.
The stinger?
other than the nagging injury that Jordan Howard had a couple years ago, why did he fall from grace?
I think that, you know, he started to fall from grace in Chicago because he had 3 years that were excellent. They were right up there statistically with Ezekiel Elliott's.
And third best running back in the league.
Yeah, and he had a lot of use. And by the third year, his numbers were down, like his yards per carry were down. So then the Eagles acquired him. And he was very good in a Thunder Lightning role with Miles. And then he had this shoulder. And, you know, he went to Miami, and they maybe thought more of what he could do. Maybe that's the kind of guy he is. And I just think there's a million kind of running backs. I think running back is the easiest position to replace on a football team. There are a lot of Jordan Howards out there. And so I thought what was surprising to me is that he didn't make the 53 because he was so good in the preseason.
I am going to stop you. If there are a lot of Jordan Howards out there, why didn't we get one after he went out of graces? After he fell from grace?
The Eagles have not had a problem with Boston Scott and Miles Sanders.
No, they're not the same type of running back as Jordan Howard.
Yeah, but
Jordan Howard is a north and south runner, getting yards.
Right.
Putting his head down, not Richarding around like Miles Sanders does on a regular basis. Boston Scott this week, I thought was the best running I've seen him yet because he saw the hole and hit it.
Kenny Gainwell does the same thing.
Yeah. But Miles doesn't.
Well, so but
Miles stutter steps all the time.
Not
Miles,
all the time.
Miles, yeah, he does. He is such a fantasy football running back. It's not even funny.
Okay, well, that's your opinion.
Anybody else agree?
The original point was, your original question was, when Jordan went down, why didn't we get another Jordan Howard?
No, that's not what I asked. I'm wondering why he fell from grace
within the
organization.
He's still in the practice squad. He didn't fall from grace. There were other guys to keep on the active roster.
If this guy can produce like he just did this week, which, again, it's Detroit, but it's still an NFL football franchise, this is what he's done all the time.
It's not what he's done all the time.
Well, no, with the nagging injury,
He was terrible.
I don't think he got on the field and he got the opportunity.
My apologies to Jordan, but he didn't fit there.
The part that I think people are missing was he fell out of grace in Chicago because he started bumping his gums about his carries and him having more production than the guy that was in front of him with more carries. He felt like they weren't using him enough. So that's how he fell out of grace in Chicago.
And the point is, like, he had that big game, and the Vikings, the Titans still went out and signed Adrian Peterson. Right?
I mean, last year he had 28 rushes for 33 yards. In Miami.
Yeah, that's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, I mean, he just wasn't doing it.
But I would argue that there's nobody down there that really runs the ball. Right? They've never run the ball down there.
Who's that?
We're going to talk.
Miami.
Well, yeah.
Not recently.
Not recently, no.
Well, they try. But they still they can't even pass.
But they can't throw it, so that's why they don't score points.
Really? I don't know. Did we score 40 some on the ground?
I'm just kidding.
I think a lot of this, and what Dave's saying, you can get a Jordan Howard anywhere. I think the success on Sunday, while you don't take anything away from Scott or Howard, but the offensive line just was mauling.
Yes.
And when you can get 2 yards before getting touched, you're going to get 4 or 5 yards at a clip. You know what I'm saying? Well, so, like, Jordan Howard wasn't bad. He was fine. But there's other guys that could do that. It wasn't like Jordan Howard had a nice day, but we'll see if he can continue that.
Tank.
Well, what I was going to say was the thing that you guys still keep it's just like, I think you have a misnomer of what we're saying. What we're saying is, in order to pass like you guys want to, you have to run the ball.
Don't
stop me. It's a play action fake. Play action fakes don't work unless you run the damn ball. And if you saw some of the play action fakes we ran yesterday on Sunday, they work because we have been running the ball. You get that spot in between the linebackers that everybody's looking for. But if you don't run the ball at all and all you do is come out and pass, you don't get the defense off balance. And when the defense is not off balance, we've dictated to you what you're going to do.
Giggity.
I mean, I'll get back to that in a minute, but obviously I believe otherwise. I believe that both can be done, okay? I've seen it done in the Andy Reid years, but I want to get back to Jordan Howard. The Jordan Howard thing is this, okay? When I say that there's a lot of you can get a lot of Jordan Howards, that kind of guy, a guy who's going to go in there and have a really good game or two for you, right? Solid veteran, not going to make mistakes. But the Jordan Howard that we saw on Sunday was not like the Jordan Howard we'd seen before. He was running over people. And if he plays
pissed.
Well, then keep
he
running pissed. And keep
angry.
Running pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep and running pissed. I love that.
And he had something to prove. And I think his time off let him know that he's not the end-all, be-all.
Yeah.
And the part about run pass, what you want to do is you want to keep the defense off balance, sir. And that's where you get your passes that you're looking for.
Why?
And you can strike while the iron is hot.
It's interesting to watch the Kansas City Chiefs and the way that their offense has fallen. It's because they're not Travis Kelce hasn't had a touchdown catch in like 6 weeks.
That's because they pass.
They're throwing the ball. They're trying to run it. They tried to run it last night.
Well, they did
run it successfully, and they scored 20 points.
Yes,
they
did run it successfully. That total 37 points and another win.
You're so boring.
I am so boring right now.
Are you good at that?
He's betting. He's been betting every under for the last 2 weeks,
for the last 3 weeks. I bet $250 on every under in every college game and every pro game.
How many games? How many bets is that total?
70 or 80 a week? No. About 35 to 40 for football, and then like 12 or 14, whatever it is, for NFL. So about 50, and every week I was not ahead this week. I lost $9. $9.
Good.
But I'm already up.
How has it been like through the weeks, the totals? Like, what do you?
Oh, I'm under this particular plan, I'm up about 7,000.
Great. Yeah. That's
the
cool.
Denver trip's going to be great.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going.
Connie, can we get Diaz off the Denver trip, please?
Just keep me on the tab. I'm on Quimby's tab all
week. News.
But, so suck it, Diaz. Running the ball. I don't want to ask a question that I really want to ask until TJ gets here, but I want you to think about it. We threw the ball 14 times.
Yeah.
Ran the ball 47. I'd still like to see a little bit more balance. I don't know. I kind of feel like didn't take a don't, Dave. I know I can see you're ready to go. All right. You run the ball to open up the pass. I still didn't see a shot downfield. You know, at the very least, you got to keep these guys honest. It's something that we saw a lot of times in errors where, our coaching staff is not taking shots down the field. I would have liked to at least seen one or two. I know we commanded. I don't want to get into it too much, but
all I want to say is Sunday was perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
And on Sunday, to me, it was perfect because we did what it took to win. Now I don't care about taking shots downfield. If they come, cool. But if we're winning, we're moving the chains, and the defense is getting on and off the field and putting pressure and blitzing a little bit. I saw some blitzes go through there. We're doing a good job, and we control the game. That's all I'm looking for, a dominating performance.
I mean, to me, it was just a big game. You go to it was a tumultuous week. It was Detroit, winless team. Everybody was talking that they're on their side that this was going to be the game they would win.
That
they would beat the Eagles.
That stadium, by the way, is gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
Gorgeous. I don't think it holds a whole lot of people.
It does. It just doesn't have a lot of people to show up.
Sure. And they're admirable football fans.
Oh, yes, they are.
They are great football fans.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yes, I saw a couple
people. There was not one. It was a little bit of jawing, and it was all in fun.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty cool.
It's not San Francisco.
Anyway. The worst. They're the worst.
San Francisco, 100%. 100%. Followed immediately by Seattle.
And then Penn State?
Oh, that was... I still love that story when one of our police officers dropped that dude while we were marching in. This is 2008. It's after the World Series. We're all pissed off that we weren't there to watch the parade. And a bunch of cops, Lower Gwinnett cops, were on this trip. And one guy on the way in decided to call one of the police officers, female. Might have said she a little bit larger of a person in more words or less. And she just flat out dropped him. Dropped him. And then about 12 other Lower Gwinnett cops walked right in front of her and were like, anything else to say?
Yeah.
It was great. Shining moment for the Green Legion, everybody. Everybody, Greater Philadelphia Health Faction, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adult specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia. Over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA, or visit them on the web at gphainc.org. That's gphainc.org. This is the Green Legion Players Show, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, 484-202-3656. Check them out for all your residential contracting needs. We are live from the Fin, and this place is starting to shape up. The food last week was spectacular.
What a beautiful place, by the way.
Spectacular.
Place.
We'll be back.
Great location.
Right after this.
Woo. This place is going to rock.
All right, Green Legion Radio, the Player Show, live from the Fin. Here in Fishtown, bringing the fish back to Fishtown, baby. I think that's going to be their tagline.
That's not a bad tagline. You are a marketing genius.
No. That was their call. That was
okay. I was going to say NFL knowledge.
But I'll take the compliment from Diaz. Thanks, bro. Appreciate
Diaz
that.
Is just brown nosing for Denver.
Yeah, he knows how to sell.
That's it. You guys, live from the Fin. Fin should be open within the next week or so. We got a couple of excellent guests coming up on the Player Show, which we will announce in the upcoming days. We love it here, man. It's part of the Crab du Jour family. If you like crawfish boil, if you like that Louisiana, that spicy, buttery,
yeah, who doesn't?
Excellent feel,
delicious.
It is pure enjoyment.
Is the menu the same here?
They're going to have a lot of the same dishes, but they're also doing a lot more upscale dishes.
Yeah, like fresh fish.
You missed it last week. The food was delicious.
It's spectacular.
I cannot wait for it to come out.
Hey, I'm going to come here for a bison burger every week.
Oh, yes. That's so good.
Right?
They were delicious.
Excellent.
Thank you, Hollis, for sharing the bison burgers last week with everybody.
Oh, you guys got some? I didn't mean to pass them.
Yeah. We looked over, and there were four bison burgers in front of Tank last week.
Hey, they were sliders. Don't act like they were full burgers.
That's true.
They made all four of those made one burger for me.
That's it.
I had to go get another tray for
That's it.
I was going to say four burgers wouldn't have a chance in front of you either.
No, not really.
Yeah. The four fingers holding those burgers wouldn't have a chance either. But
especially all right, Ryan Leaf. Let's move on here.
Wow. So, hey, good. Hey, keeps us in track, man. So, yeah, at the Fin, if you have a chance to come down, obviously we're here till 7 o'clock. There's a chef's tasting starting at 6. Plenty of free parking over across the street at Rivers Casino, so don't have to worry about that. Interesting part about here, and probably the best part, is you don't have to worry about parking ever. So, and of course, TJ Edwards is joining us at the top of the hour. Do we want to button up anything what we were talking about on the way out regarding the running game, or... Because we're going to talk about it again when TJ's here. I think we could probably move on, right? Good
sure.
idea.
Lots to talk about in Philadelphia sports.
Diaz, it's time for the Bitch Simmons watch.
All right, so here's the latest today that our program director, the glorious Sean Brace, wants us to touch on. He's probably going to cut off my mic here. But the latest from Ramona Shelburne on NBA on ESPN today.
Never say never. Never.
Just kidding. Gobbler's not on my team either. Ben Simmons from Ramona Shelburne. Ben Simmons has not accepted any off-court help from the 76ers, and there's no timetable for his return. Sources have said frustration is mounting. Now, my first reaction to that is, man, this dude, all he does is care about his brand, and he is the biggest self-sabotager I've ever seen. But then, so that once the anger starts to fade, then I think about it, and it's like, okay, well, where is this coming from? It's obviously not coming from Simmons' camp, so it's coming from the team camp. Just because Simmons is not accepting any help from the Sixers doesn't mean he's not accepting help from the NBA Players Association or on his own. So, you know,
you're too optimistic.
No. I'm not. Listen, I think Simmons is a big Richard, but this is obviously coming from the Sixers. You got to kind of read between the lines. Like all summer long, everything that was coming out of Clutch, it doesn't mean he's not getting help at all. It just means he's not getting the help from the Sixers, who doesn't even want to be on the team anyway. We all know that. So I don't see, though, how that would improve the Sixers' standing or leverage in getting a trade done. But, hey, the Sixers are 5-2. They had a great game beating Atlanta by 30. And last night, without Embiid, without Tobias, without Bitch Simmons, and without Danny Green, they took down a pretty good Portland team, cold shooting without. So big game tomorrow, Wednesday night, here versus Chicago. Chicago is on fire. They're the best team in the league right now. DeMar DeRozan's a
beast,
33 years old and mid-range assassin. They're playing well. So tomorrow will be a good time. But Ben Simmons, we saw him on a bike this week. That's the update. Who knows? There's a rumor, though, that they were expecting to try and integrate him next couple games. The Sixers are going on a six-game road trip. So get him in front of the visiting crowd instead of the home crowd.
So I'm going to bring this up, and I know it's a delicate matter, but it's still worth talking about. You have somebody like Elaine Johnson, who, you know, is obviously having some personal issues. What's his name down in Atlanta?
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley. And you talk about mental health, but I'm not going to lie. And I have absolute, nothing but sincerity and care for, people like that and what they're going through. But Simmons is going to say, I'm not mentally prepared to play the game. I'm going to tell you, you're just a jackass. All right, I don't give a damn about your mental health because I think you're doing it all to yourself.
He's been running from his.
But I'm sorry, please. Are we going to see more and more of this? However, because I think Simmons is using it as an excuse, and here you go. You're talking about a guy who's getting paid the max contract, all right, and is doing absolutely nothing for himself, for his team, for the city that he played for, the city that drafted him, the city that was patient, the city that keeps telling him to shoot and going for this. And I wonder if we're going to see more and more athletes talking about this or using this.
You're suggesting they're using it as a crutch, as an excuse to,
100%
to stay paid.
I am.
I don't like the way he's doing it, mainly because, and this is my own personal opinion, if I'm on this team and you already said you didn't want to be here with me no more, go screw yourself. I don't need you here. I was like, and it's your fault that you signed another 5 years here. If you shut up and come play with us and we could just be working buddies, don't get teammate and homie mixed up.
Yeah, but in defensive athletes, I'll say this, though. Excuse me for interrupting, but, like, players have been for the last couple of years, especially in the NBA, dictating where they go. Right? I mean, so it's not like it's just now happening. We're just now hearing mental health.
We're hearing about it, but we're also, you have not in the past, and it's just become over the last few years, and it's becoming more and more evident, or more, I don't want to say prominent, but
prevalent.
Prevalent, yes, that's a much better word, Tank. Thank you. You didn't hear about players taking off games because their head's not in the right spot, and I don't want to downplay anybody that has any mental health issues, but at the same time, I just don't want Simmons to start a rolling snowball, because this is what that is right now. I'm not mentally prepared. No, you're just a jackass.
And I don't want people to start using it as a crutch and as a way to get out. And it, when you start doing that, then it holds no validity. And it's pretty much when somebody uses it like he's using it, I feel, and they, it's obvious. It's obvious to everybody else. It's the kid who cried wolf. I can't get out, so now I have mental. I got thrown out of practice. I'm getting fined all this, so I'll show up to practice, so I don't get fined anymore. Because my agency said that they're not going to pay all that fine money. Oh, now I have mental issues. That's the part where that's pissing me off, because you're messing with everybody else. Everybody else is who truly do have these mental issues.
I think he probably does have. I don't think he's.
Oh yeah,
maybe he's using it as a
crutch. Screwed up in the head.
But yeah, he's been running from. He's showed no willingness to improve on the offensive game. He has improved on the defensive game. But this is the difference. The difference is with those other guys, Lane, Brandon Brooks, Brian Dawkins, in the NBA, Kevin Love, DeMar DeRozan. Those guys didn't treat everyone around them like jerks, okay? And those guys, they all had that anxiety. I got to perform. You know, everyone's looking at me. I need to give my best. And you could get up in your head. I understand how that's possible. But they also, you know, at some point they admitted they needed help. Or a lot of those guys, they got the help and then came up afterwards, you know, and they still went out and performed to the best that they could. And Simmons, just, you're going to have to work through this. You're going to have to show up and play basketball. That's what you get paid to do.
But he's not going to, he doesn't have to, right? Like,
if there is a players' league in professional sports,
it's NBA.
It is the NBA.
Yeah. And eventually, I think Silverman is going to have to step in and do something, because you can't make a mockery
saving
of mental
Sarah
health.
Silverman.
Yeah,
I feel like he's doing this, and it's making a mockery of people.
That's why I just wanted to sum up. You can't come out publicly and say like, I have these mental problems, I got to take a step back, and then follow up by saying, Nah, I'm not getting help.
Well, no,
it doesn't work like
hold
that.
Hold on,
but you
can't
do that.
That's what I'm going to push back on this report.
It said
he's not accepting help from the team. That doesn't mean, and he can get help through the Players Association. That's completely legal.
Did he get help through the Players Association?
That wasn't what this report said.
So you're still employed by the team, and you still require, your doctor is required to report to the team because you're still employed by the team.
That's right.
So all this secrecy stuff, and the part where you can't push back on is if he does have mental health, get help.
Right. Well, this is what I'm going to say is it'll get to a point where the team is going to want to find him again because he's not showing up. And if he is getting help, they're going to have to show those doctor's records for him to continue to get paid. So until we see one of those two things, this one report doesn't look good, but it doesn't mean he's not getting help.
You have to put your hand out because Diaz never left.
So here's what's his end game? Does he want the Sixers to cut him? Does he think that it's?
He's not going to get cut.
Wait, hang on. But what is his? Like, what is he thinking? What is he thinking this is going to accomplish?
He's an idiot.
Does he think it's improving his image or his ability, or the Sixers' ability to trade him?
I think
by
it's
him
just
holding
the,
out.
I think or it's just. He, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
Or is he just going to piss people off? I don't know.
I was just going to say it's just another chapter in his book. It's just an unfinished story. We don't know what's going to go on. It's just going to keep continuing this saga. I don't think there is an end game or an end goal for the Simmons camp here.
I think at this point he is so dissatisfied with being here for whatever reason.
He's all over the place.
All right, that he is going to do whatever he can to get out as fast as possible. And if he believes that being a complete and total jackass is what is going to get him out of here faster, that's what he's going to
do. Well, you guys have mentioned it before, and Slash, I'll go back to what you just said. If he thinks his end game, if he doesn't have an end game, then he needs to fire his agent because they're giving him the worst advice.
We've been destroying clutch.
But I don't know how a player can sit there and go, I'm getting good advice here. I'm getting killed in the world of public opinion. I'm not playing something I love.
There's not a single person that's standing behind
right,
him
not
other
one
than
person,
his
not one person.
Agency.
No.
And Adele. He's going to ruin Adele. Adele is a gift to the world. Clutch Sports, Rich Paul. Get off Adele.
Don't
ruin Adele.
Sometimes the players don't realize that the agencies work for them.
Have you ever sharded at an Adele concert?
Oh, God.
Not yet. But hopefully one day if Rich Paul goes away.
Oh, God. Here we go. Wow. Yeah, you are yelling.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I got a little excited.
We're all going like this right now. Oh, my God, that? Brace, please continue. Sorry about that, SB.
But I don't know where he's going with this, and he's getting bad advice from his agency. He should be able to see that as a human being.
So let's move on. Does anybody want to talk hockey?
Flyers look good. All right.
Flyers look great.
They look pretty good. They're like the top 10 scoring team in the league. They lost 4-0 the other night. They play at home against Arizona, the worst team in the league. Then they go on a tough road trip.
And also the godsend, Jacob Voracek. I don't think he has a goal this year. So, good trade. Love Cam Atkinson.
Do we have to call him Cammy?
Oh, well, that's such a hockey thing.
Yeah, this hockey thing, the G and the
Heartsies between Heartsy. The pipes tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You guys sound like Captain Coconut on him.
Oh, boy.
He did the same thing, too.
Yes, exactly.
How about baseball? What is game 6 tonight?
Yes,
indeed.
Yeah. It is. Oh, God, please do not tell me. It's kind of, you know what this is? This is an example of a damn Patriots-Giants Super Bowl. You got the Braves versus the Cheaters.
Yeah. I'll take the Cheaters.
Honestly, I got to go with the Cheaters at this point. At least prove that you can do it.
Yeah, Dusty Baker down there handling business.
But the Braves winning it. It just would make me sick to my stomach.
It's what a good farm system does. Ronald Acuna goes out, and they still have Albies. They still have Swanson. They have Freeman. That's Phillies. Take note.
What do we got? About a minute left, Sean?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what that shows, though, with the Phillies? With the Phillies, though.
What is that?
Just blow it up. Just blow it up. I'm sick of talking about the Phillies with their $300 million payroll, and they're so close and this, and they just need this. And we have to listen to Sack every year tell me that they're going to go to the playoffs if this, and they're just not. They don't.
Diaz, though, they blow it up all the time. And
hold on a second. We're going to talk Phillies when we come back. Let's do that because I want to blow them up a little bit.
Well,
all right, everybody.
Totally do.
Dave Bavuso, State Farm. You deserve to get good service and great rates. At State Farm, we get it, and we're here to help. Because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. You guys, Green Legion Radio Players Show coming up real soon, top of the hour. Eagles linebacker TJ Edwards in-house. We are live on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia and live from the Fin at the Fillmore in Fishtown, bringing the fish back to Fishtown, everybody. Excellent place. Make sure you check them out. Grand opening coming up in a week or so. Green Legion Radio back right after this. I might let this song play through.
I'm back.
Wow.
I'm back.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, the Players Show. Live from the Fin on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia. My name's Quimby. I'm alongside our producer / Michael Diaz, Dave Spadaro, host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, and of course, backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. What's up, Diaz?
I got a Ben Simmons update from the break.
Ben Simmons update.
Oh, and, gosh, man, I hate being right all the time, man.
Sure,
I hate being right. Instead, sources said Simmons has worked with mental health professionals via the National Basketball Players Association since the summer. But he has yet to provide details of those meetings to the team. So there you go. The Sixers remain eager to help Simmons address his mental readiness so he can return to the team in full capacity.
And I digress then. I digress.
So he has been getting help through the union as it's allowed through the players' contract. So moving on. Let's talk some football.
No, we're not talking football yet.
Okay, baseball. Let's burn the Phillies. Burn them down.
Diaz,
you wanted to keep talking about the Phillies.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Burn them down, baby. Burn them down.
I don't understand. You guys, the Phillies are always changing things. That's why, like, there's never stability. The manager changes. The GM changes.
They get rid of their entire farm system. Players that are too old and sign them to too big a contracts.
Yeah. Am I hearing that the only constant Dave Spadaro is saying is the fans? Are you blaming the fans for the Phillies?
No,
they're
I'm saying they're the thing that's constant. I believe in consistency.
Yeah,
I believe that that's how you win.
Thank you.
I believe all of you are nuts, but that's okay. By the way, I want to give credit to Super Sam Brady, who's walking around here somewhere doing something important. What'd I don't know do? What it is, but it's something important.
She's talking to her dad, so.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you, Sam.
It's hard to get into the baseball playoffs. I got to be honest with you. Are you guys into it?
Nah, not really, because no team that we like is in there. So it's pretty much a snooze fest.
Baseball lost me when they did the shift.
I got to be honest.
Well,
the shift, but honestly, pretty much since 2011. I don't want to say 2011.
Gee, I wonder
12.
Why.
I've checked why? Out. Why? Just because the Phillies have become so obsolete. It's look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. Come on, you get over that. You got to be I'll get it around on the next time. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. It's that every year. I think they're starting to climb up in one of those teams that has not made the playoffs. They haven't made the playoffs in 10 years.
I think that's the longest streak in the National League, and then Seattle maybe in the American League.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And Seattle has been in forever.
And you have to wonder. And you have to wonder with the fifth highest payroll in the league. You have to wonder what they're doing. Go ahead, Diaz.
Well, there is no wonder. It's that they can't draft and develop their own players, and that's just it. You know. And
Mickey Mondriak, man, thank God he came up a couple times this year.
Where's Adam Haseley?
Where is Adam Haseley?
I know.
I think Adam Haseley has had mental health issues. Actually.
Oh.
He's a Mikhail Franco all-star, you know, the guy that comes up, or Dominic Brown all-star, we should say. Untouchable, cannot trade him, plays, has a hot 2 months, and then fades out over the next 2 years. That's the Phillies' development plan. Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes baseball is kind of a finicky thing. They praise you for being 30% good out of 100, so... you know.
Yeah, you're a Hall of Famer. You're the greatest of all time.
I know.
If you succeed 3 out of 10 times.
Exactly. But the one thing that I think that a lot of us who watched them over the years, because I was covering them for quite some time, begrudgingly, some of the games were horrible. Like, we've had some weird managers, and we've had some weird things to go on. But then the farm system, they never replenished the farm system. And then they go out and draft people, and it's like, what the hell were you thinking? Go ahead.
So, not about the game, but about the players.
Right.
For so many years, I've had conversations with Eagles players.
Right.
And you guys are always, and deservedly so, so jealous of Major League Baseball players because all their contracts are guaranteed.
Yep.
And they play forever.
Well, no, I'm not jealous of them. Like,
not jealous, right? They're like envious of
them. Envious, yes. It's like, the funny thing is, you know, when we were in the Veterans Stadium, and I don't know if I've ever told you about that magic chest of triple X-rated magazines that they have. This is before the porn was so readily available at your fingertips. We used to have to search for the magazines. We shared that with the Phillies.
I remember, so, yeah.
Oh, so you knew about it too. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So
I knew where all the holes were in the wall.
So there was
kidding. Just kidding.
So there was some split arrows going down the drain over there.
No.
Huh?
That's funny. That place really like that. Do you have any memorabilia from the vet in your man cave? Anything?
Yeah, not really. I still have my. You remember when Puma took over the NFL for 1 year? I still have the Puma jersey.
Oh, really?
I have a 1980.
Well, it was 1 year.
It was like 1 year. Puma.
I have a 1981 Philadelphia Eagles team photo signed by about 30 of the players.
You were, what, 25 then?
Wow, man.
Well, we could take care of this again, really.
The good news is
you're fired.
And I actually have a NFC champion pennant from 1980.
Mm.
Rexy gave it to me. Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
You saw it in our studio.
Yeah.
Because
it
hangs there.
Yeah.
You have to look right at it if you're looking at me. It's right on top when you come in the studio. But so, ripping Phillies.
Farm system.
You know, the only thing that was good about this year when it came to baseball, in my opinion, was the LOL
Mets. Oh, their guy got fired today.
Our
DUI dude.
Oh, God.
The acting GM, whatever his name is.
With his Honda Accord or
with
whatever.
His Honda Accord. getting arrested for sleeping in front of the police station.
But when you look at the story, it was a setup from the word go. He comes out and chastises the players and stuff, and then he's at a team function at the owner's house and gets toasted.
And gets into his car?
Hold on a second. Honda Accord. You didn't even know that, did you?
Does anybody think that the owner called the cops on him?
Damn Skippy.
100%, right?
I think the cops reporting for duty in the morning just walked by and said, what's this dude sleeping?
The whole team was at the party.
This is after the fans found out that they were... that the players were giving them the fans the thumbs down. I was like, well, wait a minute. Have you been doing anything for the fans to cheer for? A lot of times players get mixed up with the fans, and I feel like it's the wrong battle to get in, because if you give them something to cheer about, then you don't have anything to worry about. But when you start worrying about their response to your performance, then it's time to jump on a water wagon.
So far, Halloween's a bigger letdown than being a Mets fan.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch. And the season's over.
The Mets.
And so applicable. It's the day after Halloween, or 2 days after Halloween. Hey, we're good. Yeah.
We're good.
Man.
All right, everybody. We are live from the Fin here at the Fillmore in Fishtown, bringing the fish back to Fishtown. Jeff voted today. Dave Spadaro voted today. Quimby did not vote today.
Sam voted today.
You can't bitch then.
I you know what?
You can't bitch.
I've had the worst 5 weeks of my entire life. Free plug. I woke up at 9:30, immediately ordered a ton of calories from Fishtown Diner.
Yes.
I ate straight until 12:30, fell asleep for 2 hours, put all this crap in a bag, and came over here. That was what I did today.
I hipped in the Fishtown Diner.
Yes.
Delicious.
Hold on. Fishtown Diner, you're getting a free plug on Quimby, which never happens. Right? Never happens. That place is rocking. The menu's extensive, yes. Too. Like, I actually had vegetables today.
Ah, see?
Which means I'll probably run to the bathroom at the top of the hour. Jeez. But that's all right.
Feeling all right over there? Yeah.
Everybody, we got a great crowd. We got a great crowd forming over here. Hey, can we get an E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! It doesn't take much, especially after a stellar performance against Detroit. We're trying like hell to get through a couple more minutes with talking about absolutely nothing yet being entertaining.
I didn't know you were padding here. That's called padding in
padding
the business.
Padding the sets, yes.
Yeah, it's padding. Why have you had the five worst weeks, Quimby? I want to hear. I thought you were partying it up, going on the road, having a good time.
Yeah, you're betting unders, because he's betting unders.
Unders? Yeah, what's so bad about your
life,
bro?
What's the matter,
Quimby?
Some little Philly break your heart?
Why are we attacking? What?
See you later. All right, so everybody, this is the Green Legion Radio pregame show with only Quimby, and for the rest of this break, I'm kidding.
Bring it back up.
I need you to bring it back up. I turned them all down on volume.
I had the levels perfect, and you messed them up.
Yep. Well, good, because you haven't done anything else this entire show.
It's gobbler season. It's gobbler season here.
Poor Quimby's making lots of money on the unders. Poor Quimby's been partying.
Quimby has to spend money on all his people on Denver.
Everybody seems to be attacking you. I haven't slept in 5 weeks. You can all kiss my ass.
Diaz is going to drink expensive bourbon.
Oh, my God, I'm going to have to leave Diaz in Denver and cancel his flight on the way home because he's being a Richard. Yeah, I can keep going all day long, you guys.
How about we hit ridiculous. The break?
Where's Diaz?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Where's Diaz at?
Sean, are we able to go to break now, please?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
We have one follower left.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, live from the Fin here in Fishtown. If you're not doing anything, stop by 1000 Frankfort Boulevard, Frankfort Avenue, excuse me, right across the street from Rivers Casino. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, live with TJ Edwards when we return. We'll be back right after this.
Woo! Drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky. I'm spunky, I like my oatmeal lumpy. I'm sick
and sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you tickling?
All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia, and broadcasting live from the Finn, formerly Mad Rex at the Fillmore in Fishtown. Everybody, special guest joining us, Eagles linebacker T.J. Edwards.
T.J.
Everybody, this is turning out to be a nice event. I see a lot of my friends. Appreciate Jared coming out. Big G, Tree, my neighbors, Christy, Leah, Lisa, appreciate you. Tony, nice to meet you. Everybody, great event. This is going to be a fantastic spot. Their grand opening should take place in about a week or so. It's an upscale version of Crab du Jour. If you've ever had that food, it is simply phenomenal. Make sure you come down here on Tuesday nights. We're here every Tuesday for the rest of the season and hopefully a little bit further than that. Hopefully the season lasts a little bit longer. And if T.J. Edwards continues to play like he did on Sunday, we may have a chance at that. Because my man, wait, I'm getting there. Just a second. Sorry. Gotta prep up.
You're fantastic to him.
I have a man crush on every player that comes in and says yes to coming in sitting next to your big ass. So
No, here we go.
Everybody, make sure you download the Twin Spires app, Twin Spires Casino and Sports app. Deposit $10 using code LEGION10. For those who can't figure that out, LEGION10. Deposit $10, bet $10. The next day you'll have $250 in your account to do with whatever you please. Maybe you want to bet on Atlanta tonight, and maybe you want to defriend me.
Maybe you want to bet an under.
Maybe you want to bet an under. Who knows? Maybe you want to bet on Mac on Friday nights because they killed it for me. And the only reason why I'm even is because of the Mac on Friday night. But anyway, you guys, we are live once again from the Finn. Make sure you get down here at some point and see us. We have a special chef's tasting coming out. I think he's working on it right now.
Yes,
everybody's
going
to get to sample a bunch of dishes for the upcoming menu. But
try the bison burger.
Let's, TJ, if you want a bison burger and they come out, you got to make sure you kind of block Tank just a little bit.
I'll take care of it.
I think he was running around during a break. Anybody didn't have it, he pulled it over. Everybody, let's get to know our guest, TJ Edwards, everybody. All right. So this is fun because I pulled our information from when you were on our show a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You're not 23 years old anymore, unfortunately. What's up, 25? How you feeling?
25. I'm getting up there.
From Lake Villa, Illinois, 6'1", 243 pounds, played college at Wisconsin, and again, playmaking machine. Hollis has watched your career, especially the love that he has for undrafted free agents. He's a student of that. The UDFA is a two-time All-Big Ten honoree. And a four-year starter at Wisconsin, 367 tackles, 37.5 tackles for a loss, 8 sacks, 10 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles, and an All-American title to your name. High school football IQ. Hollis loves this, by the way. A nose for the ball. And what we're going to do is we're going to jump to a statistic because this was phenomenal. 13 tackles. This Sunday, 8 solo and 2 for a loss.
I counted 11 solo though. Did you count 11 solo?
Hey, I could.
Did you guys watch film yet?
Oh yeah.
Now see, a lot of people don't know that we do know how many tackles we get.
Oh yeah.
And the thing is we watch film after the fact, and sometimes the box score stats are wrong.
So how many did you get?
I think it was pretty accurate. 13. I'll take 13.
13?
I'll take 13.
I said 11. You had 13 total, but 11 solo.
Sounds better. Yeah. I know that.
Hey, you know what? The 2 for a loss. And the first drive for Detroit of the game, I saw you maul somebody from behind it. You had no business catching up to. I don't remember the
giggity,
player.
Giggity.
All right.
Jeez. Here we go again. Here we go. But anyway, let's get
sorry,
back.
Sorry,
can we ask questions? Can we ask some other?
That's where I was going. Go.
It was striking, like when you were reading off the like you've been with us in 2019. You, all this stuff in college and high school. Does it feel like a million years ago for you? Like you're a man now.
Yeah, I mean, college feels like a long time ago. You know, Those weekends were fun and all, but that feels like a long time.
Yeah, it's so business now.
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Do you do you feel like you've? I'm not going to say you didn't figure it out.
When you hit Dave's age,
you figured out. You won't be playing in the NFL anymore. Do you feel like every like game you're figuring it out more and more and more?
I think like the first year I was in the league, it was like a lot of just kind of figuring out where you fit in and all that. But I think now there's really not a lot that I haven't seen just from watching film and all that and playing. So. No, I feel really good where I'm at right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, tell me this. Being an undrafted free agent, do you feel each and every week that you come out that you're trying to prove something?
Oh, yeah. Every practice, every week, every opportunity I get because, you know, it's undrafted. It's a different life. You know, they don't really owe you anything, so you got to prove it every day.
I was going to ask you about... Finally, I think this is the first time you actually finally got an opportunity to where you didn't really have to wear it.
I would disagree. Last year against Dallas, huge game.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is like the first time you had a true opportunity to play.
First real start.
Yeah, first real start. Sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's first real start where I saw him significant time.
Yep.
So how'd that feel? Because after my first game.
It looked pretty damn good over this end.
I played D-line, and I played defensive line, and my first true start.
Really? I thought you were a wide receiver.
Yeah, wrong. So my first real start was versus Arizona, down in Arizona. And I don't know about you, but after that first real true start, I needed a complete and utter ice bath. I'm sorry.
It's definitely different. Just being out there the whole time, you get into a rhythm. So you're not running off on and off the field, so you can finally feel the game a little bit. And no, it felt really good. I was definitely a little more sore than I normally am after games.
How long does that take to go away?
I don't think during the season it ever really goes away because, you know, we got practice tomorrow. We're right back at it. So it just kind of is what it is.
I have a question for these road games. When you do, you feel sore after the game. When you're on the road and you have to catch a flight and get back, like, where do you get your ice bath? I'm sure you're more tired than hurt. You want to just get to bed. So how do you address that?
Those plane ride backer, those are tough, man. You're
good after wins, though, right?
Great after wins. You know, you feel a little less sore after a win for sure. But, you know, guys will get back. They'll go right to the tubs when we get to facilities.
Are you going right into the training room when you get back? I mean, it can't be too bad. It was an hour flight for Detroit. No,
this one was quick. It was easy, you know, but a couple West Coast games, those were different,
For whatever reason, Diaz wants to hear about you being in the bath more than I do. So I don't know if I'm the one that's going to get labeled as mantastic over here.
Professional show over here. TJ, did you have family at the game?
Not at this one, no.
Okay.
But my parents travel just about every game, so it's cool.
Good for you. And what worked?
Do me a favor. Make sure you have them get in touch with me. Happy to have them at any one of our tailgates on
good
the road.
Call.
Oh, no doubt.
And what worked so well for the defense on Sunday? What do you think?
I just think we were, you know, all week we were, you know, really juiced up at practice. I think guys just were, you know, obviously people are frustrated, so.
I was going to say, were you pissed?
Yeah. People were upset.
Because you looked like you played angry on Sunday.
You know, it's not a good feeling after a loss. So we knew that we had to get this one, and we knew that we had to put some really good stuff on film to, you know, get some respect back on our name. And I thought we did that this week. But it's the NFL. You got to do it all again this week.
Well, let's do this. Let's get to the Eagles-Lions breakdown because we haven't had an opportunity to do that. What went right, what went wrong? According to Dave Spadaro, host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider podcast, Sunday's game was perfect.
It was.
For me, Latino amigos, perfecto. Right? Even though you don't know how to speak a lick of Spanish.
Well,
over there, Diaz.
Well, you were wrong. You said my Spanish friends, my Latin friends. You don't have any Latin friends.
I've got a ton of Latin friends. I bet there's one in here somewhere. All right, maybe not.
Right over there?
Definitely not you. So.
True.
All right, get into the box score here just for a hot minute, even though I don't know where it is.
Way give me go.
What do you need? What do you need?
Why don't you copy and paste the box score from 2 years ago like you did with the rundown right
Why
now?
Why don't you leave right now, and I will not pay you. I'll get this up in a second.
Dave, TJ, and I know you're really focused on the Chargers, so let's make that very clear. Like that game, no I know no. Sunday feels like it's a long time ago, but it was all about Swift, the running back, and the tight end Hockenson, right?
Yep.
So, how do you take those guys out and then still attack the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I mean, especially at linebacker, we knew that we needed, you know, multiple people to the ball, especially with Swift. He's such a good player, and you know, Hockenson is a guy who does it all for them. So we knew that if we didn't take him away, it was going to be a tough day for us. So, I mean, first thing was just getting people in the box to stop the run, and
You know, just being aggressive and executing at a high level is something that I thought we did really well on Sunday.
It must have been so much fun to go out there, and you were just kicking ass out there.
Yeah, that one felt good.
It was great.
I got to tell you this, for running road trips to see the Eagles play for 19 years. Yes, I'm old. Thanks, Diaz. Just not as old as Dave. So that's all I'm going with now. Every time you call me old, I'm going to Dave.
Oh, wow, man. Passing right. The buck.
So, Dave, do yourself a favor. You can elbow him whenever you want. 19 years, very, very limited moments on the road where you guys just completely dismantle a team. And I have been crying for this for about 7 or 8 years now. I think that's the last one we've had. Ride or die partner Captain Demps, who I sit with every away game, I've said, God, can we just have a game where right from the kickoff, it's stressless.
Yeah.
I don't have to drink to drown my sorrows. I can just enjoy a Bud Light the entire time.
And that was
this game, man. It was so refreshing to see you guys go out there and just knock some heads, man.
Hey, TJ, and we did embarrass you up from the stands. All the Eagles fans embarrassed you guys. There were some obscenities yelled at you guys. Barry Sanders rocks was one of them. There was another Marine behind us yelling out, run the ball.
Yeah, and, I don't know. Hey, is
Rex
leadership?
Is leadership in the house? There he is.
So I don't know if you guys heard.
You were the most obnoxious bastard to sit in front of on Sunday.
I don't know if you guys heard the Eagles chants not only Eagles chants but the song, obviously.
Fight song.
Oh,
fight
we
song.
Hear them all. We okay, hear them cool. all.
Because because when I played it, it was like they traveled a little bit when I played.
Yeah.
It's like, but then it's like what's your name?
I think there was no Green Legion, but I.
No. Yeah, but they traveled a
good
little
amount
bit.
Though.
Yeah, yeah. But they was mostly when we played against Arizona, it was more Eagles fans in Arizona than it was Arizona fans. So,
that's crazy.
But it was like sweet. And then actually, as time progressed, they start becoming more of a travel team. And I was just and to travel with them and see what they go through to get there. Yeah, you appreciate it, man.
I bet.
I have to bring this up because you were talking about DeAndre Swift. So we had the player show last night on Fox Sports The Gambler, 7-8 with Avante Maddox and Dallas Goedert.
Oh, yeah.
And Avante touched on the forced fumble for DeAndre Swift and Darius Slay, storybook moment, returning it for a touchdown.
Detroit connections there, baby.
Exactly. And Avante brought your name up because he gave you credit on having the perfect angle on wrapping up DeAndre Swift so that Avante could come in and go punch the ball right out. Can you just go through that play and, you know, your mindset on it?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew what was coming, and we do this in practice every single day where guys are trying to punch the ball out, and every single day Avante would get one or two, so it wasn't surprising to me at all. And I was just around the ball and helped him get him down, but when we first happened, I thought I might have did it, so I was talking to him a little bit. He's like, no, I got that one.
Yeah, he was giddy about it.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
By the way, if he doesn't hit that ball, he's punching him right in the Richard.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you get a couple misfires.
He was
sure.
Going right at it. It was either a low abdomen or I'm catching one of the hangers. It would have been brutal if he didn't hit that ball, man.
Yeah, because it was a swift one. Like,
yeah, no, it's violent.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he was throwing a haymaker. He came from way back, but... So, defense being opportunistic. We're going to get into the Chargers game, obviously, but I did see it. We saw a blitz.
Yes.
And we saw an Alex Singleton blitz.
Yes. Yes, a blitz.
Yes.
I also appreciate your spelling of blitz.
I know. I saw it. I spelled it wrong.
Well, when you spell it wrong, when they don't do it as much.
No, that's it.
No offense.
I'm sorry. What's a blitz?
What is a blitz? It's like when they blitzed today, he actually wanted the defensive ends to end up getting a sack.
Yeah.
How about the kid Jackson getting his first sack? Did Williams also get his first sack?
Yeah. Yeah, Milton and...
Milton Williams and Teron Jackson both got their first sack.
They did not know what to do.
First time.
Yeah, first time. Yeah. It's like when you get that first time. Have you had a sack yet?
Yeah, last year. Actually. Yep.
Did you know what to do?
I had no idea. No idea.
Do you know what to do now?
You don't have a celebration plan? You don't have a celebration?
Not really. I just let it come to me when it happens.
Hey, okay. You know what? We could practice it in front of the Green League radio step repeat tonight.
Touchdown? You haven't dreamed of like going in the end zone and doing something?
Not really, to be honest with you. All I know is after the touchdown, I definitely want that ball. I know that.
Do you see yourself jumping into the stands anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be cool to you know, at like in a different stadium to go jump in the stands or something like that and mess with the other team. So that'd be fun.
I'll let you know when we have our next lower level seats all together. Yeah. So you have a safe.
That would be cool.
Look for the white lanyard with Green Legion. They our tailgaters will be right there.
They'll spill a couple beers.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Josh Sweat, absolute beast on Sunday. How do you feel about playing alongside him and what he is starting to really bring to the game?
Yeah, I mean, he's everything as advertised. I mean, he's freak athletically, guy who works his butt off every single day, and just he's fun to be around, man. He's always a good time.
Is he a character? He seems like he is.
I got a bunch of good characters on the team for sure.
Who else?
I mean, you guys met Avante, so you know Avante and Dallas are something else when they're together.
It's like the Toby and Bobby show.
Oh, man. Exactly. That whole D-line room is something else for sure.
Characters. I wonder why.
Let's get to that D-line. So Josh Sweat had two sacks, two tackles for a loss, additional sack each by Ridgeway, Barnett, and Teron Jackson, obviously Milton Williams. And I'm going to say it, man. You can yell at me all you want, but no stupid penalties by Derek Barnett this week. So
yes. You know. He held himself in check.
The penalties have come way down the last three weeks. 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I don't. No disrespect, I don't know if they could have gotten any higher.
No. Well, number one, it's kind of hard to go from number one past number one. We were number one in the league.
I know, but progress.
Good. Yeah. Fertilizing and watering.
Exactly right.
There we go. By the way, I was right. Gardner did come in. I won't.
Yeah, Gardner Mitchell. Yeah, he did come in.
So, TJ, what did it do for the team? What does a blowout win on the road, tough time before that, you know, tough week, what's it do for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just momentum. I think for the past couple of weeks, it's been tough. Obviously, just trying to, you know, build on wins and things that we weren't making happen. But, you know, we got one. And I think we're just going to keep rolling with it. So
keep attacking. Keep going after it.
No doubt.
Well, seeing as it's a new coaching staff and having dealt with a new coaching staff before, does it give you more belief in the current coaching staff? Because I know when we had a new coaching staff and things were not going as well as we'd like them to go, we kind of had that is this guy going to be here just for a few years stint, or is some of the crap that they're teaching us going to work?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's easy, especially you know, kind of how we started off. It's easy to kind of point the finger and you know worry about things going wrong, but. I just think as a whole, this team is one who's always stuck together from camp, you know, to be honest with you. And, you know, we know there's going to be tough times. We know there's going to be good times. And we just got to keep riding the wave and, you know, just keep putting in the work and things will work out.
All right. We're going to talk more about that when we come back from break. Everybody, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. This is who you want to talk to. Everything from additions, renovations, kitchens, baths, closet organizations, cabinetry, vanities, basements, everything you need. Mention the Green Legion and get 10% off your order regardless of how much. Reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Green Legion Radio, the Players Show on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, live from the Fin in Fishtown at the Fillmore with special guest Eagles linebacker TJ Edwards. Everybody, we'll be back right after this. And at least it's not the Hooters, everybody.
Damn.
Or photographs. I don't know. Spin doctors might fall in the same category.
Whoa.
Whoa.
We'll have to have a separate hour on that topic.
They're playing in Philly at the Fillmore. I saw the marquee.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent, everybody. Green Legion Radio live from the Fin here in Fishtown on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. This is the Players Show. Sorry, I'm getting mixed up. I'm four shots deep right now.
Four, wow.
Yeah, that's not bad for me. I'm usually about six or seven in right now. But this is what we do, everybody. You heard the intro. Crack a beer and do a shot. Anyway, Player Show live with our friend of the program for a couple of years now, Eagles linebacker TJ Edwards.
Yeah.
TJ, what's it like now having fans at the games? How much more fun is it?
Yeah, I mean, last year was different. It felt like practice out there. So it's definitely good to see people back in the stands, and you know, this is a whole different atmosphere.
Play with more energy. Does it give you more? Do fans give you more energy?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you see them when you're warming up. It gets you ready, and then when you come out of that tunnel, it's a whole different feeling right there.
And I appreciate Dave thinking he needed to save me there because I still had an intro and a live read to go through, but that's okay. I'll get to it on the final.
Go ahead and do it now.
No, that's okay. We're good.
So when you're at an away game, do any of the opposing fans, like sometimes they used to call me Fat Boy and stuff.
No, that wasn't the fans. That was Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, well, Ryan Leaf joined in. So sometimes the people like sit behind the bench and stuff on the sideline and start talking trash.
Oh yeah.
And then especially when you start winning big and you come back over there, you look back and you give them that proverbial grin like.
Lions, you hear them, no doubt.
Lions fans can talk no trash, I imagine, right?
No, they still do talk trash. Oh, yeah. Trust me,
I didn't hear much.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Oh, God.
Ah, more music from the 80s.
No, it's called Hey, Fat Boy.
Very topical.
You shorted at a Fiona Apple concert. You have nothing to say ever.
Why do you talk when the Fat Boy is playing?
I think he just calls you Fat Boy.
It's one of my favorite Hooters songs.
I know where each and every one of you guys parked at, and I'll see you by your vehicle.
Oh, that's great.
It's exactly what we call street justice.
There it is. All right, everybody, let's talk about the Chargers game coming up because I think we can, again, just congratulate the Eagles on from top to bottom, players, coaching staff, everybody. You know, it's I get you, Tank. You just have to do it once. You don't have to do it. You don't have to knee jerk me. No. I'm not done.
Okay.
All right.
So see,
my God. I'm so glad that I get to look at you all day, every day. Coaching staff, everything, you guys look more prepared for any game than I've seen in quite some time. And in all fairness, fans of Philadelphia, and you guys know, we kind of needed this one. If we had to go into a dissertation about an 0-7 Lions team, right? But you know what? And let's not say an 0-7 Lions team is an easy team to beat.
That's true.
All right, any NFL game is a tough game, one way or the other, and you guys manhandled them. Go ahead. Hold on a second, because Tank was going to yell at me. He had to go. What do you got?
No,
and then go to Diaz after.
Okay, well, what I was going to say was throughout the week, did they preach and get it in you guys' head that they're going to try anything? This team, it's the 0-7 team, but they lost one game by a 66-yard field goal, which is really unheard of. Yep. They lost. They've been in every game that they've been in, and they're fighting tooth and nail to try to get their first victory. Did they slam that home to you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no doubt. And kind of like you guys are saying, any win in the NFL is hard to come by, so we weren't taking them lightly at all. And you know, the past week before this, they had, you know, three special teams, like trick plays. So we knew that we had to be prepared for anything. And we played really well.
Now, on the counterpart, the counterpart to that was
counterpoint.
It was a second part to the question.
Counterpoint.
Now I forgot. Go ahead, Diaz.
Counterpoint is actually the opposite of the point.
How about just answer your question?
No, you were right. I'm on your side. Okay. Hollis took the words out of my mouth. I mean, you know, after the Raiders game, I'm sure you saw it and heard it. You know, everyone was all, you know, talking kinds of smack. But just to completely demolish that team, we haven't had that. What was a 38-point win? Was that 38 points? I mean, when was the last time that was? Five seasons ago? And that team was playing hard.
Yeah,
and they were taking the top of the league, and they were taking them down to the fourth quarter, and they make some mistakes. They're not that good of a team. They don't have a good roster, but they were, you know, Dan Campbell's all fired up. He's getting emotional of these losses. That burns him inside to lose. And just to take them out of the game completely, that fourth down play in the second quarter, I think it was.
Yeah.
Right? And just
it was perfect.
They started booing, and it just brought you just completely took the team out. Blessing and a curse, Philly fans. You know, like our Ted Lasso, we're all goldfish. We have short memories, so we'll move on to the Chargers game. But I mean, the attitude around town completely switched on Sunday afternoon or Monday morning. The Chargers game now, I guess this is at 4 o'clock because we're supposed to capture the L.A. market, even though the Chargers I don't know if they...
They're also coming from west to east.
Right, so why don't we get that 1 o'clock game?
I hope the name... 10 o'clock body time.
I hope the name Spanos is in Kaja
today. Oh, we're going to start with the Spanos rant, of course.
I think it's the main reason is you're trying to capture that other audience, but you want to give the other team an opportunity to rest.
Yep.
Yeah, it's got to be fair.
Yeah.
No. But they're good. I mean, they
played the Niners at one.
Yeah. They got a stud young quarterback. They run the ball.
I got to be honest with you. If we had every single game at 1 o'clock on Sunday, that would be it. And everybody, check out Sherry Daly dancing in the kitchen. There we go. We have four of Philly's finest swimsuit counter models here this evening helping us. And Sherry is our 35-year-old model.
Yeah, I'm sure she wants you to let everybody know that.
Exactly.
You can't expect that every night at the Finn, but when Green Legion Radio is in town.
Thanks, Dick Cheney.
Richard.
It's okay. So let's get on to this Chargers game.
Yeah.
The line is real curious here. I get it. The thing that scares me the most about this game is, motivationally speaking, I think the Chargers have the nod there. All right. I don't see this team, and TJ, understand we're speaking completely analytically here.
Yep.
They are. I'm not.
The Chargers.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, we know that.
We're as deep as we could possibly get here.
Giggity.
On this show.
you set that up. I don't see the Chargers losing three in a row because I think they're a playoff contender, and that concerns me. Dave, how do you feel about that?
I don't look at that ever, so I don't know. You're looking at it from like a gambling perspective. Right?
I'm looking at a playoff contender.
Can I interject, please?
I think I take every game completely by itself. By itself. And the Chargers lost to Baltimore, had a bye, played a very emotional game last week against the Patriots and lost, and now travel east. And they're going to be hungry, and the Eagles are going to be. The Eagles have momentum going in one direction, and the Chargers are trying to get the momentum back in the winning direction. But it means nothing at all. I really believe that.
Okay.
I really believe. I think
they just brought out lobster rolls, and they are delicious.
Knock all you want, bro.
I would laugh because Dave would like go eat your grub.
I don't really want to talk.
I know you don't
want
to talk right now. So let me get into this. I was thinking the same thing that Quimby was thinking, that the Chargers are going to be coming from some retribution. But in the same light, if I'm playing with the Birds, I don't give a damn about their retribution. I don't care what's going on with them. I'm happy that we had some success. I'm coming in with some confidence, and I'm ready to put some foot in their rump sideways to the next life.
Was that game against the Patriots? Was that in New England?
No, it was in L.A.
It was like 60-40 Pats fans. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a lot more cheering.
Well, and the other part was they made...
At least it wasn't at StubHub Field.
Oh, God. They made a tremendous amount of mistakes out there in doing that. And I don't expect them to try to make those same mistakes versus us. But I feel like we dictate that as a team.
Question for both of you guys. Have you ever played one game harder than another game?
No. I never have. No.
I come out.
Hold on.
What
come
kind
on.
Of softball question is that?
Hold on. He is eating. Hold on a second. I always will Gators to the. I always will Gators to every game so I can show the inside style.
Hey Dave, do you ever ask harder questions than others?
Do you think? Hang on.
Do you guys like football?
Do you guys? No.
Hey, you guys playing cards?
Do you think most guys?
You guys playing cards?
Do you think most guys play every game at their maximum intensity?
Yeah, I mean, you'd
there's
like
no
to think
way.
So.
There's like no way. So. There's no way because we're all human. Everything gets well. Come on, let's talk about it. We can talk about the mental health aspect right now. Sometimes your head's not right where it needs to be.
We're all human,
impossible.
But we all don't play professional sports.
Hold on.
We all don't play professional sports.
This is me giving every single one of you a hall pass.
I don't need a hall pass. When I go out on the field, I give my maximum effort each and every time.
When you're on this radio show, I know you do because you interrupt everybody constantly.
I know, and if I can't give my maximum effort, then I let them know that I cannot play that day. Yep. Why would I hinder the team in that fashion? It's a team sport. You go out there, and you put it on the line for your squad.
Brother, you're human.
What about
Albert Haynesworth?
He sucked.
Jason Babin. No, he.
Hold on.
When it was third and eight, he gave it all.
Yeah, we call that glory.
Yeah.
See, because
and Babin was at that golf tournament.
I know he was. I was cracking me up because he was trying to slap hands with everybody, and we wanted.
So we're like, yeah, dude, just go away.
And nobody likes you. Nobody
yeah, take your 19 sacks on third down away.
I don't like football. It's a job.
Well, so what's the answer? Why was my question such a dumb question?
Because it's you. Sorry.
Why
we know what they were going to answer.
No, but the point is, but you disagree with the answer. You think that players don't play as hard every game.
I think it's impossible for everybody to play up to 100% every time, all the time.
But that's not the
for the simple reason.
I just know if I don't, I won't have a job. So
thank
I
you. Do you know?
I'm not saying that the effort.
Do you know
not,
how much vitamin
would
B
you
is?
Shut up for a second. I am not saying it has anything to do with effort.
Yeah, you're talking about physically.
I'm not talking physically.
Do you know how many Red Lines I drank?
Oh my God! Shut him the hell up. All right. No.
So what?
TJ's mic's off too. Shut the hell up. Jesus, fat boy. Yeah.
Oh. And I know where you parked.
Gobbler wins the next break.
I am literally saying that is it physically.
Next break's in the parking lot.
Yep. Physically, absolutely, absolutely able to do so. Mentally, there's no way. There is just too much going on with life. And we're finding that out more and more now. We're finding out more and more about the mental health issues that players are going through. And I believe it is impossible for every player to give 100% every time mentally, not physically, mentally.
I just asked these two players. They can only speak for themselves. They
so how about the Chargers?
Well, that's two.
How about the Chargers?
So if, you know, I guarantee if we take a Gallup poll, Dave, that the numbers will not be 100% after two. Okay. Just say.
How about Austin Eckler? That
and I'm giving
that
everybody a hall
good.
Pass here. I'm saying that we should not consider professional sports athletes completely benign or immune to the rest of the life.
But I think that professional athletes are at a different level of competitiveness in their job.
Agreed.
And like in mental focus in their job.
Agreed. Absolutely. To an extent.
To your extent, I understand what you're saying, but if this is something that I do, that I enjoy, that I love, I'm getting ready. So I might not be ready at the beginning of the week, but when Sunday comes, when the coin is flipped and the whistles blow, I'm ready to go. Point blank.
I believe physically at all times this takes place. All right, because I believe if you pull back at all physically on the football field, you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to get cut, or you're going to do something, get yourself injured.
No, you're going to get hurt.
No doubt.
And that's the thing that you have to understand too. The guy, if you pull back like you're saying, you're going to get hurt, and you're going to get hurt bad. And so, were you trying to do stupid stuff like that? But I hope you guys understand
where I'm going with this.
I'm just saying
that you guys are still human. You guys, you know what? As a lot of fans want to think of you as robotic. You're getting paid
video game money,
but they are,
and they have to be this. No, they are human beings.
Physically,
you can always give it, but mentally, there may be times
and
where you have a lot on your freaking mind.
Yeah, but football's a different. You're almost asked to do this at a different level of focus and competitiveness and physicalness and commitment. It's a different level. I'm not going to say it's quote unquote
Antonio Brown
superhuman. Antonio Brown played hard when he was on the field. What are you talking about?
All the time.
I guess how I look at it is like, you know, you could always have stuff going on in life, right? But when you go out there, you block it all off. It's over with. And that's your one time where you
and
can...
And you think that is every football player?
I think it's most of them. Yeah.
Most of us.
Or they're not in the league, for the most part. I mean, there might be a few outliers.
And the thing that I think that you're trying to get at...
We got 1 minute left, guys.
Quickly, the thing that I think you're trying to get at is every time we go out there, we're not going to give them the same performance, but we're giving the same effort. Because sometimes the opposing forces are different, and the opposing forces might win. So, and I think that's what you're saying. And if you're saying that, I agree with that. But you always have to find a way around that as a player, as a competitor.
Brian Dawkins. So I think going back to the mental lapses, he had a tough time in his personal life. But he was he's the number one example of laying it all on the line when it's game time.
Everybody, Bucks County Baseball Company, the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area, www.buckscountybaseballco.com. Their website is bigger than the showroom. Check them out there. If you want to visit their Bristol, PA location, you can do so on Saturdays and Sundays. Again, your premier source for vintage sports gear in the Philadelphia area is Bucks County Baseball Company, buckscountybaseballco.com. We got still more Chargers to get to because I have a lot of stats that I compiled. And
we love stats.
We do love stats.
More stats.
We do love stats. So back on the Green Legion Radio Players Show, live from the Finn in Fishtown on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia with guest TJ Edwards for our final segment right after this.
Let's go.
Let it go for 4 minutes, and we only have 5 minutes to play.
Timber guys,
everybody, Green Legion Radio, the Player Show on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, live from the Finn at the Fillmore in Fishtown, alongside special guest Eagles linebacker TJ Edwards.
Woo! Damn, Skippy.
Can we get an E-A-T-L-E-S?
Eagles.
And this is why I have no voice every radio show this season. All right, let's continue with the Chargers game. Let me get into some statistics here. Justin Herbert, obviously going to be an issue. Guys, a 20-year-old stud. Don't say it.
He's 21, isn't he?
I think he's 20 still.
You sure? Wow.
He might be 21 now, but he started the season at 20. All right. Thank you.
Are you still looking at last year's stats or this year?
No, keep it up, Diaz. Keep it up. I think what's going to be the even... you guys are going to have your work cut out for you with Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, Jared Cook.
Austin Eckler.
You know, TJ, talk to us about how you plan on defending them. Is there, you know... Don't tell us anything that they could hear.
Yeah, be careful because the Chargers listen to Green Legion Radio on... Fox Sports Together.
Everybody listens to Green Legion Radio and Fox Sports Together.
No, I mean it's a really good team. Obviously, they're loaded with talent on offense, and the receivers are really good. Quarterback's really good, and Austin Eckler is a problem himself. So it's going to be a tough challenge. But I know we're coming off this big win. We're excited, and I know we're getting ready to go back to work tomorrow and get ready for this game.
Is Coach Gannon going to give you guys any chance to get loose again? I mean, it still seems that. I mean, we saw one blitz, maybe two. I mean,
three and a half.
All right, are we still relying on the front four to take care of all the pressure on the quarterback?
I think it's just been one of those things to where, you know, these first couple of games, we haven't gotten them in good situations on defense to where it's, you know, it's third and one or it's second and two, things like that, to where it's tough to bring pressure and it's tough to kind of figure out what the offense is trying to do. So, you know, we played a little more coverage and we're still doing a little bit of that, but. Just playing a little bit more matchup stuff to try to just shrink the box a little bit.
Have you? Does he have any run blitzes?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because first down, you get the run blitz going on the first down because a lot of teams run on the first down, but also it puts the it gets some unwanted pressure.
Yeah.
And gets them in second and long situations where you don't. Where then you can get into those situations. Now I only learned this because one of the best tutors known to man was Jim Johnson. And that's what when you pressure bust pipes.
Yeah.
And so it's like it doesn't matter what down it is. I just been figuring it. That's because we're in the stands wondering that same thing.
Right. Well, how many different, like honestly, how many different, don't make fun of my question this time,
okay,
guys.
Go ahead.
How many different ways truly are there to play defense? I mean, there's what, how many different schemes are there out there? Yeah. Five different schemes?
Well, there's a bunch of different schemes.
Different ways to mix things up. I mean, how different is it really from Jim's last year?
I mean, I think, you know, well, one, just the front's a little different, but also there's only, you know, a certain amount of coverages and stuff that you can play. And but I just think this year what we try to do is just be so multiple that trying to keep them guessing on what we're going to play and what we're going to run. So, and I think for the most part we've done a good job of that, but it's just... You know, getting them in those right situations.
Yeah, and what TJ is saying is that because the team
hit him
was so good on first and second down in Detroit, third down is when you can get really aggressive.
Yeah, but the things that you can do differently is the multiple fronts and stuff. But sorry.
Thank you. So Chargers have only allowed 203.1 yards in the air average all season. That's fifth in the NFL. However, they're allowing 159.4 rushing yards per game, dead last.
5.1 yards per carry.
Will we see another hefty dose of Jordan, Boston, and Gainwell? Please, please, please.
Let's hope it goes perfectly like it went last week against Detroit.
That'd be
and
nice.
Keep that offense off the field as well.
Yeah, so it's all you can say. I mean,
and keep your defense off the field.
Exactly.
Yeah, I honestly think in this particular game, if you guys win the time of possession matchup, you have a really, really excellent shot of winning the game.
Yeah. No doubt.
On that, time for our favorite segment. We got to end it. Because we only have 3 minutes left, everybody.
Oh, my God, 3 minutes.
It's time for Kaja, kick-ass or jackass. Dave and TJ, you can abstain at any point in time. Diaz, you go down to your right and come back around. We'll go counterclockwise today.
Okay, so I'm going to start with Dave. All right, so TJ, you'll get the hang of this really easy. Got to have a couple statements or questions or whatever. You say kick-ass or jackass.
Man,
all right, here we go. Number one, let's start off with Dave. Tyrod Taylor getting a punctured lung by Chargers team doctor giving a painkiller injection week two of 2020. Kick ass or jackass, Dave?
I mean, that's jackass.
Okay. TJ.
Yeah, I would say that's jackass.
Jackass.
Poor Tyrod, man. He never gets a break. Jackass. In 2017, Dave, the L.A. mayor said it would have been nice if they could have just stayed put where they were in San Diego. Kick-ass or jackass?
Also jackass.
For the L.A. mayor to say that was jackass?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even know. Yeah, jackass.
It was kind of kick-ass because they should have stayed put in San Diego.
Yeah, I cannot stand Spanos. Kick-ass by the mayor.
Exactly.
I can't stop saying San Diego, so it's kick-ass. Dave, kick-ass or jackass? LaDainian Tomlinson.
Kick-ass.
Kick-ass. Easy.
Sorry. Jackass.
I'm going with you. Really? Jackass, he crushed us every time.
Oh, he was a great player.
He didn't crush me. I destroyed him every time I played him.
Love LaDainian.
Kick-ass.
Foot in his ass every time I played him.
At his jersey. The San Diego...
And I probably would tackle you.
The San Diego 2009 invasion, we saw him score his 100th touchdown.
Nobody
cares. Career, so
good. Continue.
Here you go, Dave. Kick-ass or jackass in 2020, running the ball versus Atlanta on 3rd-and-1 at the end of the half with no timeouts.
What was that?
Do you remember this play? They ran the ball.
The Chargers?
Yeah, the Chargers.
No, I don't remember the play.
We're about to wrap this up, though.
Too obscure.
Do you want to try something different?
All right, Dave. Kick-ass or jackass?
You got one more.
Qualcomm Stadium.
Jackass.
Yeah.
Jackass.
I take that back. Their practice field was right next to their stadium where we had our largest tailgate ever, 2,208 people.
You try playing on that crap when they're trying to switch it back from baseball to football.
I'll go jackass, Q. Jackass, worst stadium in all of history.
And that's why the L.A. mayor statement is kick-ass.
And that's why we have to end it right now. Everybody, Green Legion Players Show from the Finn here at the Fillmore in Fishtown. Bringing the fish back to Fishtown. Check them out at the Finn. They'll be back, or they'll be... open to the public in about a week or so. I want to thank Eagles linebacker T.J. Edwards.
Good luck on Sunday.
Woo!
I also want to thank the rest of my panel, Hollis Thomas, Dave Spadaro, Michael Diaz, Kyle / Nunnemaker, and, of course, Super Sam running around doing absolutely nothing today. Appreciate you. Everybody, Green Legion Radio brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contracting needs. We will see you Sunday from 12 to 1 live from Xfinity Live for the pregame show before the Chargers game. TJ, good luck. Keep kicking ass, my man. And... let's get it. Let's get the 4-5, baby.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Go Birds!
We're out of here.